T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You doing, man?
Best day of my life, I won't complain.
Okay.
Tell everybody what Next Level Boys Academy is. What is it? When did it start and why did it start?
Next Level Boys Academy is an innovative mentoring organization that started, May 25th will be 10 years, man.
Wow. You had your 10-year anniversary.
Yes. I started in 2009 with just a simple summer camp program that I tested it with, and then I saw the need after 10 weeks of a summer camp. Then we just started implementing different programs: after school, Saturday school, basketball, soccer, and our most popular program now is our diversion program.
All right, you're headquartered in Union City.
Yes, sir.
But you serve where? What is the service area for Next Level Boys?
The state of Georgia.
So any child who can get to you from any place in the state, are all of your young people court referred, or how do they get to be a part of that effort to be in your Saturday program?
Well, in our Saturday program, most of them are court referred. This, for example, if a young man is committed a crime, and instead of the court sending him to prison for years, that divert those prison times to us. So we're probably getting diverted up to 100 years of prison time a week.
Let's talk about that, because and then I want us to take it out of the nomenclature, the language of the legalese.
Okay.
You get the child who either they getting ready to do by 10, 15,
20,
12,
30,
40, whatever.
Yes.
They could either go and do jail time.
Yes.
Or they can come to your program every Saturday.
Yes, for a year.
For a year.
So instead of you going to prison, okay, say for instance a young man got committed of armed robbery. So you know the state of Georgia, that's from 10 to 20 years.
Yep, mandatory.
So instead
minimum.
Of sending him to prison for 10 to 20 years, the courts would divert that prison time to Next Level Boys Academy.
And why? What did the court see you all doing? Because that's a hell of a risk.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, it's a big risk.
Yes.
And there's a big responsibility.
Right. Right.
Because, you know, if we look at the recidivist rate, it said that about 80% of them going to end up back in the joint.
Right.
Once they're arrested.
That is correct.
What happens at Next Level Boys Academy that make them understand, you know, you really have been given a second chance here?
You know, I think the courts, just the relationships that I've had, they trust my assessment, because before you come into the program, I conduct what I call an integrated summary, and that's pretty much dissects your life from the age of back to the age of 3. And first of all, we look at your history. And what a lot of people have to understand is, I know they, you know, you hear these different things that, you know, the courts try to send these boys away, but there's a great number of young men that they really want to save.
Right.
But it all, so what my thing is, I try to push family involvement and community involvement. So our goal is, once they get into the program, you got to get them a job, you got to get them work on their GED. But you get them involved, man, with a lot of community services. The work that we do at Let Us Make Men, a lot of those young men, that's their community service project.
Right.
But they just trust the process, man, and our success rate is very, very high.
All right, when we come back, we'll let you tell us about that success rate and some of your success stories. And, you know, Gary Davis does he's a part of his, you know, he has his own organization. We bring him in, Let Us Make Man every year to do our gains, clicks, and crews. When we come back, I want you to tell us on any given Saturday, like tomorrow.
Okay.
What kind of young man going to be sitting in that classroom tomorrow that you're trying to literally save?
Okay.
And there's some of them, you know, I'm glad Gary did the work, because gave up on I had my favorite one. I thought I could save them all. Now, not so much. You don't want to shout up to Pizza Hut. Okay, you deal with that. I'm taking it to Gary Day, because I want you, you know, off the street pretty much. But
right.
No.
We can't lock them all up, man.
I know. We can't lock our way up out of the problem.
We got to have somebody to vote, man.
There you go. We got to have somebody. We're going to let them know what the approach is. And then he's going to talk about he got a big fundraiser that's coming up where you can help him. And I tell people, look here, it ain't what you say, it's where you put your money.
Right.
If you believe in black boys, then you're going to buy a ticket to this gala, you know, that he's putting up. Even if you can't come, you can make a donation. We need to raise some money for this organization so they can keep doing the work. 448-922-2703. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK. Back to Gary Davis, Next Level Boys Academy. 10-year anniversary. How many people done come through your program?
It's in my sponsorship package, man. So since 2009, we've mentored about 1,016.
Wow. 1,016, that's
a lot of young people. 13,000 hours of mentoring time.
Do they come back and say thank you?
They do. They do. Everyone, I'm now tracking the ones that started with me in 2009. So those are those young men that came in with my son, Gary, who's a junior in college.
Mm-hmm.
So a majority of these young men are in college that started with me.
Good stuff. So who going to be sitting in there tomorrow? You have to have them search at the door and all of this.
We do,
stuff.
Man.
You're dealing with the real. These are not, you know, a lot of people dealing with these so-called perceived street gang leaders.
Right.
You're actually dealing with the folk who they are certified.
Yeah,
they're not pretending. These are the real deal.
Yeah, these boys.
Real hombres.
Yeah, these young men. These are not your young men that's on their way to the AUC, at least not to go to school.
Right.
But you probably have any given Saturday, you have anywhere between 3 to 4 gangs. Your Bloods, the Crips, the GDs, your neighborhood. And all that. And man, you just got to be able to manage those personalities. But what a lot of people don't understand is that prior to these young men, so our building, Derek, holds like 40, 50 people, but we're averaging over 100 people a week.
Wow.
And so you have to manage these personalities. You know, you come in there, you have to be straight up with them. You have to go street with them. And, you know, you may have the Bloods and the Crips that's sitting on the opposite side of the room, or they may be sitting right next to each other. But, you know, what I've learned about the gangs, man, they're very low-key.
Yeah.
And the young people that are doing this stuff that's associated themselves with gangs, man, that is not how it's supposed to go when I talk to top gang leaders. You know, they don't promote violence. You know, they don't promote stealing in the cars. Now, these young people that are making these decisions, I don't know if they feel like that's what's tied up into that. But it's kind of like, when you're joining a fraternity, man, you get your different you get your different fraternities, your different organizations. We all believe we all have the same mission pretty much, but mm-hmm. we believe in different things. But the gang stuff in Atlanta, Derek, is real, man.
Yeah.
It's real. And you hear a lot of people that don't live here and say, man, you know, the gangs in Atlanta ain't like the gangs in New York. Well, that may be true, but the guns fire the same way in Atlanta that they do in New York. And these young boys are on a mission, man. I have predicted that every young man, I say this every Saturday, every young man that's born in the year 98, 99, those young men, if they didn't have a plan in their lives, those young men are in prison for 10 years. So in the next 3 or 4 years, man, we're going to be shortage of black boys.
Yeah.
At that age group.
And the implications of that is real.
Yes.
I mean, we are the mass incarceration in America is real, and it's primarily being fueled by black bodies. We have more African-American men locked up per capita than any other place in the world, although we represent only 6% of the population of this country. Let that soak in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's deep. So you got your fundraising gala coming up, and this is the way you – build the economics in order to do the work. Because these young men, I'm sure you got to have a little lunch for them on the weekend. And talk about some of the things that's in your budgeted items that this gala will help take care of, or people who are listening, because we're getting ready to give them the email address of wherever they can go make a donation the fastest.
Okay.
So that people can help you with this work.
Okay. The event itself is going to cost anywhere between $15,000 to $20,000.
Okay.
I wanted to do something this year that was a little different because it's our 10th year, and I wanted the young men to have an experience they never had in their lives. So we're taking it to the Delta Flight Museum.
Right.
So to operate, each young man in a diversion program, and we're not talking about our after-school program and our sports program, but it probably, when you look at attending court, transportation for them, food for them, man, you're looking at $1,500, $2,000 a kid to serve them. And what happens is...
Now, the court gives you the young people, but do they give you any money to help?
No, sir.
They give you the kid, but no money to
No
serve
money.
Them.
We've never...
That's crazy.
In 10 years, man, we've never had a grant.
Yeah, we need to get you some good grant writers over there. Would you take one if they provide you one?
It depends. It depends what it is, man. I think that sometimes with the stipulations that comes with it, because, you know, we like to, right now I've been able to maneuver because I'm about saving lives, man. I know sometimes when you get caught up in the grant stuff and things like that, I just believe that, and I'm just so thankful, man, that God has been able to get me connected to people such as yourself that's been able to fund the organization, man, with the Davis-Bozeman Law and the Serenity Community Service, man, that just really believe in the cause. And, you may get somebody that may call or email you out the blue, and this is a true story, that just say, hey, man, I just love the work that you do. We want to send you a nice check. So we just been successful with that, man.
All right. Now, how can people send you a nice check? If people are listening now, know this problem, this issue you talked about, the success rate, and that this is diverting these young people from serving 10 years, that they can hang with you for one solid year. You're going to help get them a job, GED. How can people make a donation to Next Level Boys Academy? What's the easiest, fastest, cleanest way to do it?
The easiest way to do it is go on our website. Our website is www.nextlevelboysacademy.com. That's nextlevelboysacademy.com. Or if you got a check and you wanted to mail that check, you can mail it to Next Level Boys Academy. That's 6325 Shannon Parkway, Suite A1, Union City, Georgia, 30291.
All right, we're going to let you give that out again. We got to take a quick break. But nextlevelboysacademy.com. If you go there.
There's a donate button there. There's right. also a link on there if you wanted to sponsor a family or a mother or grandmother to go to the ball.
All right, and so what we need you to do, CJ, in between the break, put that up on my Derek Bozeman and WALK and Facebook, and we want y'all to see if we can raise some money for Gary. Get out of here today. Go to Next Level Boys with an S.
Yeah, Boys.
Boys Academy, ACADEMY, and .com. Go to nextlevelboysacademy.com. I'm finna go there. Y'all can go and look and see. And then to hit the donate button, take out your little card and make a donation of any size, 5, 10, 15, 20, 500, 1,000, whatever you can reasonably afford to do. If you'd like to sponsor a mother, a child, to go to the ball, when is it again?
The ball is June 1st.
June 1st. That's coming up in a couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, the ball is June 1st from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Delta Flight Museum. That's at the Atlanta Airport headquarters.
Okay. All right. And we want you to help this organization who is doing such great work helping these young people. And go to the nextlevelboysacademy.com and make a donation now. Look, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll go to our phones as well. 404-892-2703. 404-892-2703. We'll also put the address up where you can just drop a check in the mail. So either one. All right. Don't go to place. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK. Is tomorrow, and there'll be brothers who either get to come to Next Level or they get to go to the Fulton County Rice Street, the Stankin' Foot Hotel.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
You say y'all don't buy now, huh?
Look, yeah. I'm putting together a show. I'm going to broadcast from behind the wall. You going to come stay with me?
Really?
Take some brothers, stay over tonight.
Let's go. I'm in Fulton County Jail every Monday.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I told the sheriff I want to do a show behind the walls, unfiltered.
Really?
And I told him I'm going to bring a couple of my friends with me now. I'll let y'all arrange me to talk. And I want to stay overnight.
Is he going to prove it?
Yeah.
So you actually going to stay in a cell?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in a cell. Hang out with the fella.
Okay.
You going with me?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm going to get you, Attorney Dave, and a couple of us just go up and just talk to these young brothers, man.
Man,
I can't get understand it.
They are just some misguided individuals.
No,
man.
There's no doubt.
And but they will gravitate to it. But I'm down, man. You know, I live for that.
Look, I've been trying to sit it up now for a couple of years. They finally told me, okay, we'll do it.
Nice.
And so at the very least, I broadcast from over there and spend a little time over there. Because I think people should hear these young men's story. While we're asking you, then I got to get to your phone.
Okay.
Because I got to ask you this. After all of the hype is over, they know they're going to be with you.
Okay.
When you strip off all of the unauthentic stuff that they're about, what are the two or three things that you have found or that these young men have admitted that led them or pushed them in the direction that they chose, whether it were peer pressure, absent father. What do you find is the two or three common threads that are running through the tapestry of these boys' lives that if we could interrupt perhaps some of those things, that they would have a better chance?
Number one is lack of fathers. Lack of male guidance. The second,
talk about that, because we just sometimes we glaze that over. But I tell you, Gary, I came to the conclusion about 5 years ago, we have not been able to quantify what the missing father out of the lives of these children mean.
Right, right.
What do they tell you about that?
Well, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with it. I'll plug it in. You know, I just finished my first book,
okay,
Raising Him Without Him. And in this book, we talk about a lot of time. One of the things I've learned, and we don't talk about enough, and I know you attacked this subject, it's really a full day. A good show to talk about, but the emotional incest that a lot of these mothers, what I'm finding, is actually involved so heavily with their kids emotionally that it's too much for them.
Yeah.
And it's pushing them away and it's pushing them out because sometimes they get so emotionally involved, and next thing you know, they're being they're treating them as though it's in a relationship.
And
the pressures of that relationship, man, just pushes them out to the streets. Another thing that's damaging them, man, is the education system, man. It's just not attractive enough. It needs to be revamped. And it doesn't give – going through school nowadays with a lot of these young people is they're I'm going to go through school and do this for what?
Yeah.
And so I say the lack of fathers, man, the education system.
School, the prison pipeline is real.
Yes. But one of the things that we got to also talk about is these young boys that's being suspended from school.
Yeah.
You got a 12-year-old who's been suspended from school, and he's home every day.
Oh, yeah.
Because mama got to work, man.
Yeah.
Mama got to work, man.
We had that very conversation with a mother on our Black History program.
Okay.
13-year-old son, and he get in trouble. And finally suspend and put him out of school. I said, well, y'all need to get him over to Quilombo.
Okay.
You need to get him to one of these independent Black schools.
Right.
You need to drive him over here to Imhotep Academy. You mean you don't let the boy sit at home for a whole month? He won. He beat the school because the school finally put him out. He's 13, and part of what you're saying, he stay up all day and night, all night, play Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is a Fortnite game still doing in there?
Right.
In the house?
Right.
I mean, why is it still in the house? So now you telling me you and husband are gone every day to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a 13-year-old.
All day.
All day at home.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator full of food. Mm-hmm. Fortnite all day. What the hell you think he's going to be doing?
Do you think it's systematically designed like that?
Oh, absolutely.
Man?
Look, man. Public education is designed to fail Black boys.
Really?
Because the human capital that is necessary, many of these states, in Georgia included, have contracts with these private providers of prison services. And some of them have to guarantee a bed rate of 98%. Now, the Marriott, the Holiday Inn, Days Inn, cannot, at best, they have about a 70% occupancy rate every night. So that means 30% of their rooms are at the best five-star hotel when there's no big event going on. 30% of their beds are empty. But we have corporations, Prison Corporation of America, all these other that are publicly traded companies, many of them, have contract with these states where the states don't guarantee we will keep 98% or 90% or more of your beds filled if you keep paying us. I mean, this thing is so incestuous. And I know it for us, it's hard to believe. But hell, did you watch Roots? I mean, did you watch? Y'all thought that that's some fictional adaptation. These people don't care nothing about your black body. If it has to be burned, raped, incarcerated, then they'll
do
it.
But they have you feeling like they really do.
Well, that's how the plantation works.
Wow.
We want to be arguing about who's going to get the big part of the chicken or who's going to get the master's hand-me-down clothes. We are straining at gnats.
Wow.
While we're seeing our children go to hell in a handbasket. Wow. How can you have this hyper-incarceration rate and what little bit of proposition? Black people, if we'd have believed them, black and brown people, black people primarily represent 13% of the total population of this country. That's black women and men. Sick men represent about 6% of that.
Wow.
So how do you represent still 60% of those who are incarcerated, given your low numbers in the general population? How is that possible?
So if you had to go back, I know we got to go to a break, but if you had to go back, man, how do they organize it to be that way? Like, how do you organize something from the front end to fill your prisons
up? Slavery never stopped being organized. When you came here, how did you come in here? You came in chains and shackles. See, y'all thought that you were free. All he did was, after chattel slavery, he invented black codes. After black codes, they invented the convict leasing system. After the convict leasing system, they had a whole system of Jim Crow. After Jim Crow, we have now Jim Crow Esquire, where these judges who sit and smile on every day and refer these kids to you, but won't give you no damn money. If they were really concerned about saving black boys, they'll send you $1 million over there to help fund the program.
Right.
They just want you to send the boys over there, because their hopes is, they look at the statistics, they see 80% of them are going to be recidivists. They're hoping that you don't be successful. That's what they're really hoping.
Wow.
Look here.
Wow.
But that's why we had to invest in programs like yours.
Right.
And then when we come back, we're going to go to Mel and Tony and Spencer, and then we want y'all to start pouring money into. Y'all, look here. We want y'all to do like it's Friday down at the flame. We want you to make it rain on this organization, brothers. I'm challenging the brother. Make it rain on Next Level Boys Academy. Make some of the donations to help this brother do this work that he's doing so brilliantly for our young people. Because they're not, look, they ain't get you in this shape to then turn around and free you. Come on, man. Don't be no fool. They did not work 400 years to put you in this condition to turn around and give you your freedom. No, that ain't how it works. Look, we'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
What up, y'all? My name is Q Parker from 112, and check it out. From 4 to 7 p.m., I'm tuned in to Too Much Truth with my man, Derek Bozeman, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Keep it right here.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
And wrapping up your Friday evening ride, we're still seeing some delays on 400 southbound as they clear that crash out of the right lane, 400 south, right before 285. If you're heading out on 85 northbound, we have a crash near Indian Trail. That's off to the side as well. On the east side, 285 south, about 25 minutes to go from Spaghetti Junction past 78.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.